Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The trouble with being over the hill, quipped one pundit, is that I can't remember ever being at the top. A lot of people can relate to that. When the nebulous divider of life arrives about age 40, they panic, thinking that from then on, they're on the downhill run. The Royal Bank of Canada monthly newsletter described it saying, "It is a time that policemen start looking young to you, and you find yourself in the midst of a party wishing you were at home in bed. It's when you cannot recall the name of the girl or boy you once madly loved, and when you meet young grown-ups you knew as babies. It's when you conclude, like George Bernard Shaw, that youth is wasted on the young." A long time ago, Francis Bacon wrote, "Age will not be defied." Yet in recent years, better nutrition and preventative medicine have done a great deal to defy age and to lengthen the lifespan of the average man or woman. Worldwide, the average male today lives to over age 71, his female counterpart to age 73. And if you split the lifespan down the middle, you would have to say that a woman would be in her middle years at age 37 and a male at age 35. Yet this hardly coincides with our common understanding of the middle years. Another fact of life seldom considered by those who are afraid of the middle years is that most of life's greatest accomplishments are made not in the exuberance of youth, when our bodies are beautiful and strong, but in the prime of the middle years when we have learned the lessons of youth and can apply our hearts to the wisdom of middle age. It should not be overlooked, said the Royal Bank of Canada's monthly newsletter, that most of the great achievements in history, in philosophy, statecraft, science, and the arts have been made by people from the ages of 40 to 70. This makes it puzzling that middle age should so often be regarded as a period of mental as well as physical decline. The best scientific evidence on the functioning of the human brain suggests that what middle-aged people lack in intellectual adaptability, they make up for in knowledge and understanding. A British researcher recently investigated the productivity of deceased artists, scientists, and scholars in 16 different fields of endeavor. The most productive ages were from 40 to 50 in almost all of these groups. In only one field, chamber music, did the greatest productivity come earlier. Not until the age of 60 did the mathematicians included in the study hit their productive peak. As my wife and I had breakfast in a coffee shop, a little woman about 80 years of age came in and sat down across from us. She was withered and her skin was wrinkled like a hand that had been soaked in hot water for several hours. Yet she had a sparkle in her eye, a pleasant smile, and that caused the wrinkles of age to disappear. I couldn't help but be reminded of Isaiah 40, which may refer to the three periods of life when the prophet said, "They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." In youth, you mount up with wings as eagles. In your middle years, you run and you don't have to be weary. But as you wait upon Him in our final years, we can walk and not faint. And that's what really, really counts.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.